Rapid fire rant. This is your mind ranting. Buenos dias. Name is Chris Crush Cristobal. Today is the 2nd of December 2022. Happy Friday, everybody. So today I actually wanted to read a couple poems that I have that I had created just this past couple weeks. I do apologize for missing out on last week's episode or putting something out for last week. I had my second bout with COVID, or with the coof, to make light of a grim situation, and it kicked my ass. But luckily, the body was able to, was able to recover. I'm still kind of getting out of it. All that's left is like a lingering cough, and then, you know, just a huge amount of mucus that just wants to leave the body. So I do apologize if my voice sounds a little off, more than usual. But anyways, so today, as I mentioned, wanted to read a couple of poems to you guys that I had written. I feel like one of them I'm really proud of. The other one, probably not so much, but I'm still kind of discovering myself as a writer, so to speak. And I think the only true way you can really discover what kind of, you know, what kind of practitioner you are of a particular skill or hobby until you really throw yourself out there. So I'm going to read two poems. One from the newsletter on Substack, and also one for the website. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention. While I was laying down bedridden, coughing a lung out, I finally put together a website for This Is Your Mind Ranting. I used Wix. Luckily, the interface was super, super easy to work with, especially for a Neanderthal like myself. So I will be linking the website at the very bottom of the description of this episode. I'm really excited. It was poorly put together, but I'm just excited to have something up. I can only hope to be able to fix it up, make it a little bit more lively as the months go by. But, you know, baby steps. Absolute baby steps. I am proud to have put it up. So, like I mentioned, I'll link it at the bottom of the description of the episode. So, without further ado, let's dive into these poems. So, the first one is called "Lame Attempts" by yours truly. On the Substack, there's a picture of Ernest Hemingway generated by a Night Cafe Studio algorithm using Stable Diffusion, which is, you know, a type of AR art program. So it looks kind of creepy, but I kind of like it at the same time. So here's the poem. Lame Attempt. Another lame attempt to call yourself a writer. You speak so highly of your ideas. The way you talk them up, they sound revolutionary. Your warped mind. You spend hours at your dead-end job, writing in your journal about how great your writing was going to be. How people will speak your name alongside Hemingway, Morrison, Green, and Eagleman. People just didn't see your talent. Most people weren't really talented at all. And their followers were just mouth breathers. You would yell to the sky. Your daily hatred for these weirdos makes you look weak. Weak, I say. You couldn't sit there and just admit that you were a liar about a lot of things in life, especially about this so-called talent. Oozes out of your hands. You suck at this craft because you dabble, never diving into the deep end. You're afraid to drown, but not of remaining stagnant, Binche way. You wanted to fit in since you were little. You were a gigantic storyteller. And you think that alone will help you become a great writer. Writing is the ticket to the popularity train. Since you suck at everything else, you think. You thought because you could remember random facts to impress strangers that it would help you translate that wittiness into great penmanship. You think because you wrote some cute essays about open-mindedness, self-reflection, and the human brain that the world would award you with recognition and admiration. You deserve to be laughed at out of the building. Another lame attempt to call yourself a great writer. You're afraid of losing yourself to the craft that you dabble in. In various subjects to distract you. Distraction from the boredom that comes from editing and writing endless drivel. What horseshit that comes from your mouth. How stupid can you be, knowing that you can write better if you submit to the greats and learn from them? Yet you choose to figure it out yourself. Very stupid indeed. You could see greatness in writing if you just shut the fuck up for once and let the creative juices flow. If you let the shadow, yes, the shadow you desperately hide away from your closest loved ones, take a crack at the keyboard. Maybe your work wouldn't be so flat and childish. What is there to fear about giving into the craft? You'll lose a part of yourself? What self? The lying self? The mediocre self? That would be a great thing, a good thing to cut out. Fuck that self. You'll begin to feel flawed in everything you produce, and it'll leak into your work? That's fine. Those who appear to be perfect or appear to have everything figured out get swallowed by the masses. Will you go another day doing the same old dance, thinking you can have it all? That there is no true way to live? That if you want to be extravagant, the writer cannot have it all? Just like the actor, scientist, the CEO, or the athlete who can't have it all. You and the writer both can only have your pen, paper stack, laptop, rambling thoughts, and studious nature to accompany you during the work. You must both type away and ignore the grammatical errors, the excessive repetition, and the word count until it is time to revise your work. Give it a once over, publish it, take a break, then you must attack the paper or keyboard once more. You must feed him, clean him, keep him sane with a few joys like family and a hobby, but nothing more. He, the writer, is chained to the work, and he will produce until you decide he's done enough. The irony of that enough is never enough. He might die on that table writing, as will you. It's not a pretty death. Any death sucks, though. So now that we've had this little chat, you and I, are you finally going to muster the strength to become a true writer? Are you finally tossing away the idea of becoming a balanced person? Are you embracing the possibility that you're going to have to eat crap for years in the craft? Are you going to accept that some people will hate your guts and your obsessiveness? Are you going to accept the losses that comes with being a writer, which includes losing friends, families, and your sanity? If you are, let's hope that suffering and embracing the writer within you brings out epic works for all those to read for years to come. Let's drink to that. So that was Lame Attempts. And what a lame attempt to write a decent poem. So this next one, the second and final poem is called You Win, Charles. Go all the way. That sounds a lot easier than done. This line was made famous by Charles Bukowski in his poem, Roll the Dice. Haunts me. I go back once in a while to read it. I face the isolation. I don't see how this is a gift. I faced a bit of mockery and rejection from my writing. I don't feel any better. I don't feel a bit stronger. I wonder how drunk Charles was when he put this together. Maybe if he had placed the bottle down, he would have seen the displeasure that comes with endurance. Maybe that's why he's got a better attitude than I. Maybe that's why he's made it as a writer. Here I am, looking for a deeper answer when it comes to reading this stinking poem. The answer to life is somewhere in there. The problem is the answer has always been there, forever. It is in the line. It is in the first line of the damn poem. If you're going to try, go all the way. It feels like I'm reading this for the first time ever, only after, quote unquote, reading it a dozen times. I mean, I've been at this writing thing for 5 months, and I feel like I have still so much to go, still so far to go. How impatient am I to become a great writer? How arrogant am I to believe that my current work should be praised? Nonsense. Bullshit. I haven't gone all the way. If I did, I wouldn't be complaining about the brain fog, the numbing of my fingers, or the proofreading sessions. If I was going all the way, I would be glad to have all the time in the world to think and to type. To be able to say, hey, world, read my work and gut it alive. I know it's mediocre, but I will keep trying to make it better. Now that I think about it, is it any harder to write now than it was 5 months ago? Hardly. No. I'm just starting. The only thing that should really haunt me is that I didn't write any sooner. But I will have plenty of time to cry about it when I'm withering in a hospital bed. Okay, Charles, I'll go all the way. You win. And yeah, so that's the end of that poem. Quite powerful stuff that I wrote to myself. I definitely would love for you guys to be the judge of the what I wrote. I couldn't help but to kind of break out into a little bit of tears when it came to putting together You Win, Charles. And I think it's for the better that I did, and that I learned to respect the craft of writing. And that I learned to eat shit for a little bit. But the only way I can do so is if I go all the way and become obsessed over the craft. And I feel like I should be more obsessed with podcasting. I should be probably putting the same amount of effort that I'm doing with writing as I should with the show. So I do apologize for the many times that I have apologized for not putting much more effort on this show. This whole idea of This Is Your Mind ranting started with the show. And many times I have failed to deliver promising work. So mea culpa. Let's see if I can fix that for us. And yeah. So that wraps up today's episode. I hope you guys enjoy. I will be once again sending a link to the website at the bottom of the the bottom of the description of this episode. And yeah, I will catch you guys next week for another episode of This Is Your Mind Ranting. So, as always, stay safe, take care of yourselves, and I will catch you on the next one. Adios.